flood. We ain't seen nothing yet. Divinity is trying to wake us up. It is time, the alarms are ringing. You'll be late for school. If we continue living as a species via the old model of Commission One Ego, flying with limited visibility, so to speak, we may well crash. The terrain has changed since Ego was originally designed. The rules are not the same. Crashing looks like extinction. If, on the other hand, enough of us get fired up and ignited and fueled with inspiration and feel a glimmer of hope and truth in what we hear read, and we actively explore how to get our egos into our co-pilot seats, we may put our glasses fully on. We may see the mountainside before we hit it. We may perceive the vastness of the sea and gain altitude before we plunge into it. A one-eyed pilot cannot see the totality of horizon that lies before him. My simple message is this: Divinity is benevolent and loving and wants us all home. Prior to Commission 2 Ego being rewired to replace Commission 1, Divinity had no choice but to let us flounder. The universal law of non-interference was set into motion upon the designing and launching of the original Ego, and it was respectfully honored by all benevolent energies. Now, with the advent of Commission 2, the universal law of non-interference is being rescinded, for it was created at the same time as Commission 1 as ballast, as its counterpoint. How could Ego, the purveyor of free will, truly have free will if Divinity could overrule it? The shift to Commission 2 goes hand in hand with the dissolution of non-interference. Notice what happens as we line these up. Ego as pilot to soul, free will, universal law of divine non-interference. And notice what happens as we begin to line these up. Soul restored as pilot, with ego as soul's co-pilot, divine will, divine intervention. These are vastly different scenarios, vastly different playing fields, territories of experience and of exploration, vastly different opportunities. Soul restored as pilot, with ego anointed as co-pilot to soul, is the essence of everything we have discussed so far. Divine will is the essence of everything we have discussed so far. Divine intervention is the entry of a fresh vibrational energy, a new consciousness, vantage, intelligence into our formerly oxygen-deprived, limited experience of Earth, space, time. Divine intervention is exponentially increasing direct co-creation with the divine. Increased intuition and insight, synchronicities, synergies, innovation, genius ideas, inclusive consciousness, awareness of the effects of and the benefits to the entirety of the whole, vantage, vast, wide perspectives, awakening psychic powers such as telekinesis, telepathy, teleportation, and more. All of these are but a breath away. Vedic traditions speak not of evolution, rather of devolution. Descendants from the gods. Divine intervention is not, as we conceptualize it now, from Ego Commission 1's limited fear-based vantage. It is more luminous and extraordinary than it can possibly imagine. Divine intervention might be described aptly as divine entry. For the non-interference gates are being dismantled. They are wafting down. The veil that has obscured expansive realities is thinning and and disappearing. God and human will soon see eye to eye, feel heart to heart, know mind to mind, be one within one.